Hi, this is Bruce back here with Kirstie Hussey, the assistant coach here at the University of Maine for the women's hockey team. Coach Engstrom is away. And I thought what we'd do is we talk about the fact that there are six new players coming in. You're losing 3D. You're bringing in three forwards. And just ask you to sort of give us an overview of who they are and what they're doing and where they're coming from maybe. And I think you have one more spot you can fill if the right person comes along. Is that still true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're graduating six. It's a big class to try to replace, and you can never replace them with freshmen. But we're really excited about the young kids that we have coming in. They provide an interesting mix of experience. Four are Canadian, two are from the States. And then the Canadians are all across, you know, Alberta, and two are from Toronto. One is from New Brunswick, just a short drive away. So it's kind of interesting to have someone that is so close to Maine, but yet she's Canadian. So we're really excited about the class that we have coming in. 3D, three forwards, even split. We do potentially have another kid coming into that mix, which would provide a lot of skill and depth for us up at forward. What else do you want to know?
Well, I think one of the great things is we know you build from the goalies out.
Mm-hmm.
You have two battle-tested goalies who are really good. You have a third goalie who in the game she played was fabulous.
Yeah.
And Madison Ryan, you've got Kia Lawton and Julie Bichetti.
Yeah.
And you've got some young defensemen that came on, certainly at the end of the year, Brunette being one of them.
Yeah.
Are you consciously, and I could see a reason for doing this, looking to North American kids, to that style of hockey, that kind of you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Boston kind of hockey? Is that a focus, or just happen to be these are the best six around?
It's really just the best six around. You know, if they were all from Rhode Island, then we'd get all of them for Rhode Island.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, I don't really care where you come from. We don't really care where you come from. You know, that being said, I do think it is nice having a mix of kids from all across the States, from all across Canada and the world, because I do think that provides an interesting experience that you wouldn't get on a team where every kid's from Boston.
Yeah, I have always said that the greatest thing about having international students, people say, well, they're so lucky they come here, they get an education. I go, no, we are lucky because we meet people we would not otherwise meet. I mean, I can remember when I told Mira that I had been in Budapest once. She was like, yes, and I'm telling Teresa that I had been in Bratislava. And she's, you know, talking about her husband was from there. I said, you know, those were experiences I had because I could travel when I was young, but a lot of people don't travel as much.
Right.
But they may want to travel now and say, oh, I want to go to Denmark and see my buddy, whatever, Sweden, see my buddy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But as far as the D go, you got good size with these guys?
We got good size. Yeah, they're big kids. Two of them are bigger than me, so that's a good sign. You know, I don't know what they're feeding kids nowadays, but that seems to be the trend. They're all good size, really tough defensemen. You know, they are a little bit different. They're all not cut from the same cloth. You know, they are a little bit different in their own unique ways, but... you know, one of whom had experience with Team Canada for a little bit with their U18 program, development program. Another one was kind of flying under the radar. No one knew about her. No one was really recruiting her, and we snatched her up, and I think she's got a lot of potential. She's a tough kid from Ontario. Paige Fong, she'll be interesting to see how she continues to develop over the next year or two. And then the third D is from Minnesota, Lulu Rusinski, just a really nice, down-to-earth, hardworking kid, you know, blue-collar. She's going to come in and fit into her culture right away. So,
one of the things I think has been really true in the last couple of years is the women's game has changed dramatically in its physicality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be if you were a six-foot defenseman, you collided with a five-foot seven forward, you got a penalty no matter what happened.
Right.
Now that most days they're calling the game, you know, and letting the kids play a lot more.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that fits the style of a lot of players here.
Mm-hmm. It does, and then it's also, you know, finding that balance, finding that line, because the D that we are bringing in are really physical and tough. But they, you know, we want you to go out to that line, but not cross it.
Right.
And so that's even a conversation that we had with our current players halfway through the year of, you guys, we are getting a lot of penalties that are avoidable, and showing them, you know, this is the line and you got to go up to the line, but then not cross it. And then even, you know, reading the officials and what they're calling game to game, it can change what you're going to be able to get away from. So you can't just go into every game being like, this is how I'm going to play. You need to be able to read the vibe of what the refs are giving you, and then go up to that line, but not cross it.
Well, you were so close this year in so many games. Mm-hmm. I can't count the number of one goal games. And you played one of the toughest, certainly the toughest schedule the University of Maine's played in my time here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably male or female. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hockey East this year for men's pretty
tough. Yeah.
One of the things that I thought was evident, and I hope that people that watched saw it, after Wisconsin, this team was changed.
Mm-hmm.
They saw, I think, what you and Molly and Wes have been telling them, mm-hmm. right? That if you try and force this against good teams, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Back up, start all over again.
Yeah.
And I noticed the very next weekend that your D had intuited that. So playing that really tough schedule is going to bear fruit.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think, you know, that experience that you get playing teams that are really strong is invaluable, and it's not something that you can just get over a video session or, you know, watching a team play. You really have to be in that experience to understand every single step you take on the ice, every decision, every angle, every puck movement. It's going to have an impact on a game when it's that tight. And that is that experience is so invaluable, because by the time you get to playoffs, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like just the bounce of the puck one way or another, you take this step, this angle versus this step that way, that's going to determine potentially the outcome of the game. You know, and it's one thing to tell a kid that, but it's another thing for them to experience it themselves. Yeah.
Well, we're all really excited about next year's class. As I said to Molly last week, you know, can we just skip summer? But I hope you guys have a great, you know, rest of the of this season in terms of getting everything together. Have a good summer. If you find that other person, that'll be great, and we'll keep talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Kirstie.
Yeah.
All right. That was good.
Yeah, we've got to keep.